Hello and welcome to Strangecast episode 39.
Is it just us?
And we have two questions related to that, although none of them relate to each other. But apart from that, how's your week been?
It's been all right. I feel like it's been quite a busy week. It's getting hotter. We're not people that enjoy the heat very much, so it's not the best, but you know.
We would enjoy the heat more if we had AC, proper AC.
Well, yeah, everybody would.
It's a British house and we don't know what that is.
But even just, I think a lot of people do say that London heat is worse.
Yeah,
so
I don't know
why. There's so much concrete, we're so built up, like it's just very different. And it's, you know, the start of the summer, so we've just kind of got to suck it up and get used to it really, haven't we?
Something like that. Because when I was in the Caribbean, although it was hot, it felt differently hot. And I don't know, like it was more manageable in a weird way. But when it's hot in London, it really just, it's dead air.
Yeah.
It doesn't go anywhere and it's annoying.
No. It's not fun.
But no.
Apart from that, we're all okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
I've had a week with the Switch too.
Yes.
Been enjoying it.
You've been discovering all sorts, haven't you?
Yeah. I've found, you know, at least two games I like and then that are self-voicing and a few games that are not that I'm enjoying as well just by learning where things are in the menus. And that's been quite fun. And what about yourself? I mean, you've been gaming a bit too.
Yeah, that's been really fun. I definitely haven't had as much time as I would like to because where I've been quite busy this week and then trying to keep on top of house things and everything, when I eventually do sit down, my brain is just fried and I'm tired.
And you don't want to do it.
But I have been, I'd say most days.
Mm.
I think every day I've done something. I quite like the Tricky Doors game, I think it's called, where you're sort of in different rooms, I guess, or areas or whatever, and you have to find different things to lead to other things to get out and stuff. It's quite good brain workout.
Yeah, and then it was the other game you were playing, which I thought had quite comedic music and dialogue going on.
Oh, The Flipping Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really fun. I haven't been back to that one, actually, because I need to watch the YouTube video because it's not very explanatory and I got very stuck. I couldn't figure it out. In fact, at one point, I don't know if you remember, over the weekend, I was really, really stuck and I couldn't work it out and I couldn't understand the video because it didn't explain what it did. It just showed what it did and I couldn't work out how to make the character do it. Jake came into the room and he was like, have you tried this? And it worked. It just worked. And I think he took it from me and was like, oh, let me try. And then just did it straight away.
He did.
But, you know.
I expected that.
He's a gaming child.
Kids do that.
Yeah.
They just
and as
show
I said
parents.
To you guys, I didn't grow up playing any of these game consoles.
You
we didn't have
you,
anything.
You just didn't live properly, I'm sorry.
I wasn't interested. We weren't, my sister and I just weren't those kind of people. Like I had a PC later on and I would play games on that, but not these kind of games or anything like this. So, you know.
Bad. Gaming is fun.
It's just different. Mm. Just new to it, that's all.
Speaking of gaming then, what about these quiz answers?
Yes. So, last week's quiz question was, which very small animal has around 14,000 teeth?
How do you even count that?
I know. That's a lot of teeth for a very small animal.
Yeah, and someone did get it right.
Someone did get it right. We had an email from... can I say the name? I mean,
probably.
It's not their name.
Go for it.
Shimmer Script.
That's
who
a cool
said,
name.
I'll be very embarrassed if I don't know this answer. We'd like to know why. Do you work in this field? Or
snail apology?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Because the answer is a garden snail. Which, if anyone's seen them or felt them or held them, they're quite small. I mean, they vary in size, but even the biggest ones, they're smaller than a golf ball.
Right.
So to have that many teeth is absolutely bizarre.
Is that carnivorousness? I mean, what is that? What do you do with all those teeth?
Well, they eat plants, leaves and...
Herbivorous.
Herbivore.
herbivore indeed.
But yeah.
But why do you need that many teeth for plants?
I don't know why you need that many teeth.
I mean, if you lose any, what's the tooth fairy going to say about that?
Well, it's a lot of money you could make.
Imagine a pound for each one of those. You could be rich. Yeah. Not
buy a little snail, new house.
Wicked.
So the question for this week is, which fruit's seed is on the outside?
Oh, okay. Okay.
So there you go. We're mixing it up a bit.
Yeah, I like that. Excellent. So go on then. Is it just us? We were sitting in bed last weekend, I think, having a discussion about...
I think it was a couple of weeks ago, actually. We've had this one...
Actually, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
We've been talking about for a little while.
A few weekends ago.
Yeah.
When you actually had a bit of time to relax.
Yeah. And I can't remember... I feel like I said it.
You may have done.
But I can't remember where it came from. So, yeah, I can't remember the exact start of the conversation, but we realised that neither of us call each other by our actual names, ever.
Nope. It's not the done thing.
I don't think I ever, ever have said to you or called you or anything
it isn't.
By your name.
Yeah. And we came up with a few reasons why not. In my case, I always feel like if I'm talking to you, if I say your name, it would sound angry or pissed off or something.
Yeah.
And I don't want to start a conversation like that.
I think, with my name, you can't really shorten it. So that it's not like a nickname or anything. Like my sister is Charlotte and we call her Charlie. And that's just like a softer version. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't think if anyone was angry with her, they'd ever be like, Charlie. It just doesn't have the same, you know.
If you're listening, Charlie, I'm going to do that now.
So, yeah, you can't really do that with my name. So I think maybe that's why for you it just feels a bit... And maybe for me the same. I don't know. It feels weird when I go to say it.
Yeah.
It's really strange. But then I'll use it to refer...
To
you, like,
and I'll use your
when I'm talking to other members, like other members of the family or to friends or whatever.
Or on the phone, yeah, I've done
yeah,
it.
I say your name, no problem at all. And the thing is, I love our names.
Right.
You know, they're a bit different. They're not, I don't know anybody else with the same name or...
In your case, especially the same pronunciation.
Exactly.
That in itself is rare. And imagine if your name was pronounced the normal way, shortening that would be even worse.
Mm.
Just call you like hearse.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
I know. So it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
We haven't, just... in our entire relationship, addressed each other by name. I wouldn't stand at the top of the stairs and be like, can you toss a toilet roll up? Or whatever the case may be. It feels really odd.
It really does. Really strange. And I think even from the beginning, we just... Never
you can
did.
Be sat next to me and I've had a WhatsApp conversation with James or Red or something and mention you by name. But when I turn to you.
Yeah, and I've said your name when you've been in the room. Like if I've been talking to one of your family members.
Right.
And I've said, you know, I can't think of a thing. But if I've said your name in reference, that's okay. But if I'm talking about you, or to you, sorry.
Yep.
And the funny thing is, we've been together for how many years?
What is it, close to 18? Was it close
this
to 17?
This year it's 18.
Man.
And...
You know it's a long time when you start to lose track.
Yeah, the marriage thing we can keep track of, but...
That's easy.
How long you've been together. So nearly 18 years, and...
We can probably count on one hand the amount of times we've addressed each other by name.
No, I was going to say that it's taken us this length of time to actually realise that we both do the same thing and feel exactly the same way.
Yes.
Because I never said anything to you because I just thought it's probably one of my weird little things and you would be really, like, not weirded out, but confused. Why can't you just say my name? It's my name. What's wrong with you? You know?
Ask Destiny's Child.
Yeah, say my name. But yeah, for us to finally realise that we're both exactly the same is funny.
And the question turns out to be, no, it's not just us.
No,
we did a bit of research on
we
this.
We did. So initially I had Googled it a bit and found like a couple of Reddit posts where people said the same thing. And I feel like the majority of the answers, although they are similar to ours, saying that, no, we very rarely use each other's names. We use, you know, cute little nicknames or pet names, whatever. They still can. You and I physically can't do it. It's just too weird.
It is too weird. That makes us quite strange, and that's fine. I mean, that's the whole premise of the podcast.
But isn't it weird that we're both like that?
That's why we work.
Well, yeah.
If we didn't have similar quirks, maybe we would fight a lot.
maybe. But yeah, then you put it out on Mastodon, and we did get quite a few.
And it
responses.
Wasn't even supposed to be a topic. I want to stress this.
No, it really wasn't. Yeah, it was just like we've said, are we the only ones that
I was
feel
curious?
Like this?
It's like when you go online to check out if a website is down, and you find out actually, yeah, it's not just you.
Yeah. So yeah, quite a few people said the same kind of thing, that, you know, it's the sort of using pet names, like calling them love or dear, sweetheart, that kind of thing.
And this is a very couple-y type thing for a podcast like ours, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
And there are lots of couples that listen to us. So if you have thoughts on this, you know what to do. We definitely want to hear your side of that.
And again, people say, you know, if they ever use my name, I know I've done something bad.
Yes.
Like Patrick has said that. Usually if I get named directly, it's because I've did something bad. So yeah, there's a lot of people that say the same kind of thing. But again, very few people that seem to have it at such an extent that we do.
I prefer not to.
But I think
not only having talked about it, but thought about it for so long, it's just become like an avoidance tactic. And it's now very hard after 18 years to not to get out of that.
But I did say to you, maybe we need to just make a conscious effort to say each other's names to make it not seem weird. And we did that day, and it just felt too weird.
Yeah, I know.
I think we did it once each, and then
it was like a joke. And
nope,
it just felt...
Don't like it.
Way too weird.
It's not okay. Don't do it.
To the point where, right, being blind, obviously, I just kind of look in her general direction and I'll speak, and there might be the kids in the room as well. And someone says, me?
Yeah, that's usually...
I cannot say your name.
Or they realise that you're talking to me and they go, she's not in here.
That has happened a lot.
Yeah.
That's fine.
They just know.
But we've made it work, so it's not like it's
no, because it's never been a thing. We've never had to address it. It's only because it came up the other day.
Yeah.
And I tried to sort of look and see if there was a psychology behind this, but not for couples in a healthy relationship. It was, you know, for people who it's a control thing to not use that person's name.
You know what? There's a guy from Pakistan who listens to us, a guy called Malik Kumar, and he is and studied psychology.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask him, or he will hopefully hear this and be able to answer, because he's given some really interesting feedback to other episodes in the past that I've liked. He emailed a long time ago and we became friends and WhatsApp and stuff.
Amazing.
So I'd love to hear his thoughts on this topic.
Yeah.
I will purposefully send it to him because I don't know if he's listened to anything recent, but I'm going to do it. So.
But yeah, the control and the respect thing is not the reason why.
No,
we
it's
have an
really
issue.
Not that.
It just sounds weird.
And I do have a shortened name that family use that you don't use.
Yeah.
Even that's
weird.
It's weird to you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if you did that, but it's weird to you still.
But I said that to you, and you said no.
Did I?
Yeah. I said, what about if I
actually
called you that? It still
it's
just sounds...
It's because you never have?
I think it is.
I'm out of the running.
It's weird.
You'll have to call me like, I don't know, Cedric or something.
Cedric. Oh, don't. I used to know a little boy called Cedric when I was little. But yeah, it's an odd one.
It is.
We're just odd.
We're odd people.
But odd together.
Strange together.
Strange together. Exactly.
That's fine. It is the way it is.
Mm-hmm. So should we talk about our other Is It Just Us?
This is the weird one.
This is a weird one.
I mean, the other one was weird too, but this is a bit different.
It is strange. So I woke up this morning quite early, like 5:30, and I was having my breakfast, and I always have a little look on my socials. And TikTok told me that my account was suspended, which I thought was really strange because I very rarely post, and every single thing that I've ever posted, every video that I've ever posted, is the dog. That's it, is our dog. The account is even called Penny the Puppy. Like, it's, I set up the account to post dog videos, and then that's what I view other videos on. The last video I posted was a few days ago, last weekend, I think, of her with a really big stick walking along with a sound that's been used millions and millions and millions of times. So nothing. There was no warning, no email, nothing. I tried re-logging in. I tried everything. It just kept saying suspended. And when I came up to you later on, told you about it, you checked and yours was exactly the same. And it now says that both of our accounts have been permanently deleted. Not even suspended.
Deleted now?
I'm pretty sure it says deleted.
Oh. Last time I checked, it was like permanently banned.
Oh, maybe it said that. Maybe it said permanently banned.
Very
Yeah, permanent. Your account was permanently banned. Sorry, not deleted. Due to multiple violations of our community guidelines, which is just so bizarre because neither of us have ever had a warning.
A single warning.
A single thing. We don't do lives. We don't do anything. And our accounts are not even linked. So it's really strange that it's just the two of us. Then you thought perhaps it was an IP address issue. Yep. But
so I had you come off the Wi-Fi.
You had me come off and try. That didn't work. We checked the kids. Both of theirs is fine. All of my family members, theirs is all fine. It's just you and me.
Yeah.
And I tried doing some Googling. Nothing came up. So, yeah, our accounts have basically gone for no reason at all. And when you try and, you know, do the, what's the word? When you try and...
There's only a feedback option.
Yeah, there's a feedback option. But, well, there is somewhere. I managed to find something, but it...
Oh, the appeal.
Yeah, but it didn't take me to an appeal section. It looped me back round to the sign-in bit, which obviously I can't sign in because when I sign in or attempt to, it tells me that I'm suspended.
Yep.
So I know, like you sort of said, you're not that bothered because you're not a huge fan of TikTok anyway. You just kind of use it as and when.
I'd like to know why, but if they keep it that way, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But what I am annoyed about is that there's no easy way to get it to even speak to a human. But all of these big platforms are like that.
Yeah.
And it's just corporate crap.
Yeah.
What I would say is the last video I posted was a video on the Switch accessibility.
Mm.
That's it. And I recorded that after last week's episode, I think. No, I didn't. I recorded it the day before and put it up on the Thursday when we got the Switch.
Yeah.
And that's the last video I posted. So how that violates community guidelines, beyond me.
But that's the thing. We can't both have violated guidelines exactly the same time. It feels like it's a really
In the middle of the night.
Because the only thing that I could think was, what if my, initially before I spoke to you, was what if my account had been hacked and they'd done something and so that had led to that. Again, there's no email suggesting that somebody else had logged in or any, there's no communication whatsoever from TikTok.
Nothing in spam either. I didn't get anything. No, nothing in spam. Nothing on my side.
But what's really strange though is how would somebody randomly be able to hack into both of our accounts that are not connected
with different passwords and
with different passwords with different email address? They're not like, I don't have access to yours, you don't have access to mine, so it's not like, you know, they could have got into one of ours and then somehow managed to access the other one. There's just so many questions, and it bothers me mostly because of all the videos that I have there. You know,
and the followers, you follow a lot of people.
I do follow a lot of people that I like to view their content, and I will not remember. There's like the top three that I watch every single day, and then apart from that, I will not remember them.
I can tell you one way you can get some of it back.
Yeah.
By looking through a WhatsApp conversation. Because the times that you've sent me people,
yeah,
you
but
did
they've
like.
Just usually been random things, not like full on people that I follow. Because it's usually content that wouldn't interest you.
No, true, but some of it might be. Or if you sent them to anybody else, you can look at all the TikTok links you've sent to other people and get it back.
Maybe.
But either way, it's rude. If you have a problem with somebody's account, don't behind
tell
their back
first.
It. Yeah, it's a weird behavior.
Or, you know, they should at least have an email that gets sent. If your account gets banned, suspended, you've done something, they should send you an email and say, this is what's happened. This is what you've done.
The other thing, of course, is I saw very briefly, I don't know if you saw it, it flashed up, was that something went wrong, please try later. So it was not only that it was banned, I almost feel like we've been redirected to somewhere that we're not supposed to be with the banning, because it would come up with something's gone wrong, please try later, and then it would switch over to the ban page.
Oh, see, I didn't have that.
And also, maybe we should try logging in from a different device.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
PC, phone, not phone. PC, iPad in your case. I'm going to try my desktop. Just see, because it is a weird one. And I also Googled it. What did you find? Is it down for just me or some kind of website like that?
Yeah. Is it down for justme.com, which just
something
makes
along
me
those
laugh.
Lines. It was a long name.
Yeah, that just had four options of buttons that you could press for if something was wrong to report for TikTok. So it was things like it's too slow, it's inaccessible. I can't remember the other two, but they weren't applicable to this situation. But there were people that had pressed for today in different countries all over the world. And quite a few of them said inaccessible, which is what you said could be the word that
it's
would
the only
describe.
Option.
Yeah, the only option that fits in with what's happened to us. But there was nothing to find when I actually Googled the question.
Yeah. So there we are.
Yeah. If anybody else is having issues, please tell us, because right now we just feel like it's us, just our fault.
Somebody doesn't like us.
Somebody doesn't like
us. It's a funny way of showing it. Like, of all the platforms, by the way, I'm not, anyway. Yeah. Why TikTok?
Yeah. We don't say bad things.
No.
Rule followers. That's what bothers me the most, is I always follow the rules. And now I've been banned from something and I don't even know why.
We've already discussed, like, we don't swear on camera. We're not rude on camera.
We don't even post anything of us. Well, you do, I suppose, on TikTok. You're in your videos. But
you're not
doing anything. I'm never in my videos.
It's Penny.
All of my videos are the dog.
That stick, obviously, is a very dangerous spy stick. And she's dragging it. And she's caused issues. So wherever she found the big stick is now permanently banned. Naughty dog.
We'll see. Not poor Penny.
I know.
She says it's not my fault.
Next she'll be joyriding
around followers.
In helicopters and all sorts.
Yeah. Because she had quite a few followers, you know? People who thought she was really cute.
Worth watching.
Yeah.
And what did Scott say? It was Wendy the Rat's fault.
Oh yeah, Wendy the Rat from last week.
Yes. Ah, good segue. Tell us, because we had one last story from last week that you forgot
about. My mum had sent an email replying, or commented, I suppose, on YouTube in reply to the childhood memories episode 36, saying, I'm going to say one thing to Kirsten. Remember rats and curtains. So I had forgotten about this story. But my first pet rat when I was, I think maybe 13, 14, Zoe, she was called. And I had her cage at the front of my, because my bedroom was like the attic. So it was like a full length of the house. So at the front of the house where there were quite low down windows and these long curtains. And I didn't realize that the cage was pushed up quite far, quite close to the curtains. And she'd stuck her little paws out, pulled the fabric of the curtains in and just chewed all the way through big strips through the curtains. And I thought I was going to get into so much trouble. I was absolutely terrified of how much trouble I would get into. So I spent the next year, 2 years hiding these curtains. Anytime either of my parents came into my room. And it wasn't until a couple of years later, I think, when I think we were having a clear out or something, and I had to show my mum because she was going to see. And I thought I was going to get absolutely torn to shreds, like the curtains. And she just laughed. and thought it was funny. And she ended up cutting, re-hemming the curtains, and they fit the window and looked so much better.
After all that.
After all of that, the stress of, oh my God, are they going to find out? I'm going to be in trouble. All of this. And actually, she just laughed.
What's the moral of the story, people?
Just tell.
Your parents.
Tell your parents what's happened. And that's what I always say to our kids. Even if it's something, you know, that, you know, we're not going to like, it's much better that you tell us and we deal with it rather than hide it and then...
Rip that plaster right off.
Exactly.
It is better for all concerned.
Much better.
And that could have gone in last week's episode.
Yeah, but I'd forgotten.
It's funny how they both interlink childhood memories and this. Well, and last week, sorry.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah.
So there's your story.
There's my little rat story. So to finish off,
yeah,
we have our strange news story.
Tell us what it is.
So this one we've had for a couple of weeks, actually, because it happened at the, well, a week. It happened at the end of May. But because obviously we had our fun ones last week of animals.
Yeah.
The headline for this is British Airways steward danced naked in business class toilet instead of serving food.
As you do.
Yeah.
Was he dancing the hula?
Well, I don't know. It says the steward, who was supposed to be serving meals in the premium club world cabin, allegedly vanished before a crew boss found him completely naked and dancing inside a business class toilet. They don't know why. They don't know exactly what happened. I mean, whether he was on some kind of, I don't know,
drug-fueled paranoia.
Yeah, something. But they had to make an emergency stop and he had to be escorted off.
I didn't realise they stopped. I just thought they would just land and do the... Really? That's crazy.
Yeah, it says that they were met when they landed and he received medical attention and then was arrested before being suspended from duty.
For making a private nuisance, because it wasn't really a public nuisance. It was a private nuisance.
Yeah. They just said that the worker said, not the worker who did it, one worker said, it's an extraordinary thing to do. This job can do ridiculous things to people, but staging a one-man disco in a club world toilet is a new one on me.
Yeah, and I doubt he even had his phone in there. So it's not like he was doing it for OF reasons.
No, or even making a TikTok.
Which would have gotten you permanently banned.
I know.
Well, isn't that just a nice secular thing?
Yeah, indeed.
There we are then. That's us for the week, isn't it?
It is. We are done.
So, yeah, as I like to say at the end of all these episodes, if you're new, welcome. And if you are old, welcome back. I'd like to say special thanks and hellos to Nina, who is
your
mum.
Yeah.
And she's a great mother-in-law, by the way. My favourite mother-in-law. My favourite sister-in-law, Charlotte Charlie. Charlotte Charlie, all one word.
Yeah.
To Louis, to Marie, to... Who was it? Oh, yeah. What was the name of the person who answered the quiz? I've forgotten. Shimmering.
Oh, gosh. I've come out of the thing.
Shimmer Script. Great name.
Yeah.
To Dan and Suzanne, who listen over their coffee on Saturday afternoons, I do believe.
That's nice.
Yeah. And to maybe some of the people that came over from Audiomo last week as well. So, thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Perfect. Uncle Ungray.
Lovely.